about the different types of furniture you have in the house.
Oh,
what are you sitting on?
Most everybody has different types of furniture. Well, there's, I love antique furniture. Mm-hmm. And I can remember very well, Granny, when she died, she had an old cedar chest that Grandpa had made. And he had made it out of real cedar. And he had made it with his old type tools. Well, he couldn't do such a good job. But back in those days, it was a good job. Because he had, what I call, hewed it out. In other words, today we have a machine that we plane all of our wood. But back in those days, they didn't have all the planing machines, so they used what they call a hew knife or a hew axe, and they hewed it out just like they made the old bread trays. And in those days, the furniture was just—it was just marvelous to see those people make that furniture, because they used a lot of different designs on the dressers and on the what they call the old sideboard. A lot of people don't know what a sideboard is, but to me, a sideboard is a piece of furniture that you use in your dining room or your kitchen that you store your, what I call, the best dishes in.
Uh-huh.
And the boards, they just hewed these boards out and made all kinds of designs on all the furniture. And to me, old antique furniture is beautiful. You don't see furniture of that type anymore. Most everything that we have now is ran through a machine. It's plain, usually plain. There's nothing, really nothing to it.
I know, it doesn't have all that design and the personal touch to it.
That's right, that's right. Back in those days, it looked like people took more interest in what they did, and they wasn't in such a hurry to make them. Today, everything is in such a hurry until they don't take time to do it.
Yeah, especially like if you live on a farm, you're there all the time anyway.
That's right.
And that's part of your work that you're
doing. That was Grandpa's life. He enjoyed piddling. What I call piddling is maybe to build a chair or to build a cedar chest or something like that when he's not in the field working.
Gee whiz. What kind of furniture did they have back then?
They had some modern furniture, and then they had some, Grandpa and Grandma had all types of furniture. And the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life was a table in my grandmother's living room. It had a marble top on it. And that marble was beautiful. It was real marble. And on the dressers, they had marble tops on the dressers. And you don't see anything like that now.
No. I bet that was beautiful. Did they have a couch or something?
Oh, yes. They had a couch. What they called a couch. It looked like a deal where you could open it up and make a double bed out of it, but it was a couch.
Oh, like, what do you call those things?
That's, I call them a rollaway, not a rollaway bed either. There's a difference between a rollaway bed and a couch. Or a couch that folds up and makes a bed. Now, a rollaway bed is one that you can fold completely up and roll into the closet and get it completely out of the way. And a bed from a couch is one that you just fold up into the couch.